This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Man, that guitar sounds good. Should we start here? Or finish up here, as I should say. We got all of the news to cover here. Phone calls I want to take. Ukraine preparing for nuclear explosion as Russia reduces forces at the plant, says they're leaving next week. Kiev for months has been saying the Russians are going to blow it up any minute while they've been attacking it. Oh, I forgot that part on record, shelling it. And now they say that that the Russians will blow it up next week. Just perfect timing. As soon as the Russians aren't there, that's when they're going to blow it up, right? The Kremlin has expressly denied the Ukrainian allegations. Russia's UN ambassador replied saying that he had written to the UN Security Council and Secretary General to state, "We do not intend to blow up the MPP nuclear power plant. We have no intention of doing so." This has resulted in heightened international scrutiny and operations at the plant. Ukraine says the world is watching. Because the Russians took it over and let in the world. I'm not even trying to defend the Russians here. I'm not going to sit here and go along with this insanity with the globalist neocons. And how many times have they lied to us about things like this? It's just totally insane. We've got all these other reports here on these issues as well, but I'm anti-nuclear war. That's what I am. And I'm anti-war. I don't think war is cool. I don't think war is tough. Since I said I'd play it, here's Zelensky just demanding desperately that Ukraine be given access and membership to NATO. Remember, just a few months ago, this was never their intention, a totally made up by the Russians, just totally insane. And all Putin said is, fine, I want guarantees you will not enter NATO. You'll stop attacks on our border. And they said nine. Chris Hedges wrote a good story for Zero Hedge. They lied about Afghanistan. They lied about Iraq. They lie about everything. They're lying about everything in Ukraine right now. All right. Let's go ahead and go to Zelensky.
More than a year after the Kremlin invaded Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country is not backing down to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We cannot imagine Ukraine without Crimea. And while Crimea is under the Russian occupation, it means only one thing. War is not over yet.
In an exclusive interview with CNN's Aaron Burnett, Zelensky expressed thanks to the Biden administration and both parties in Congress for their assistance during the war thus far.
Without the U.S.'s help, it will become a frozen conflict. With the U.S.'s help, we will deoccupy our territory. Deoccupation of any next town is weakening Putin. We don't have to be scared of that.
He's also calling for President Joe Biden to invite Ukraine into NATO now.
The majority of the NATO countries support inviting Ukraine to NATO. Those who have their doubts look only at President Biden, and he knows that this depends on him. It will be his decision.
Meanwhile, Moscow has deployed more than 180,000 troops to two major eastern battlefronts, according to a Ukrainian military spokesperson. And on Monday, Russia's defense minister thanked Russian armed forces for stopping a recent 24-hour rebellion against the Kremlin.
These plans failed primarily because the personnel of the armed forces showed loyalty to their oath and military duty.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
You notice what Zelensky said there now. Oh, if we take one town, it's victory. The Russians haven't deployed 10% of the real forces they have. Ukraine has lost. NATO has lost unless NATO openly enters the war, and then that's World War III. These people are complete psychotic maniacs that started the entire thing. Any way you slice it, George Soros, the left, did this. The neocons support it. They are maniac criminals who should be arrested for war crimes. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation. And so please go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one time or recurring. Get a little profile there, canceling time. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. Got to make it 20, 30, 40% while you're doing the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keeping us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distance.
Yesterday, via my wife's Twitter account, because I don't have Twitter, that's why I don't post a lot to it, because it's not me posting, it's her. She all the time says, hey, you ought to shoot a video on this, you ought to shoot a video on that, and I'm like, no. Now, it's your Twitter account, and everybody else gets our material and reposts it and boosts it. I don't want to endanger her Twitter account. But she said, no, let's shoot a July 4th message. And so I did, and here it is, and I've got some more I want to add to it, but here it is.
This July 4th, 2023, is so important. 247 years ago, our ancestors declared independence from the tyrannical King of England, King George III. And the things he was doing that were oppressive back then pale in significance compared to what our corporate overlords are doing today. They've broken the social contract. They're censoring us. They're surveilling us. They're sending innocent people to prison while dissolving our borders, devaluing our currency, and launching all these illegal wars. We must declare independence from the corrupt interests that control Wall Street, like BlackRock and other groups. Hollywood, all the major sports teams, the entire system is predatory and anti-America. All the policies are designed to get rid of the middle class because they're globalists. They want a giant slave class they control. They don't want middle classes because historically out of middle classes come peaceful political revolutions against tyranny that will stand up against the totalitarian systems the globalists are setting up. But the good news is, in the year 2023, the Great Awakening is here. People are aware of the UN, of the big corporations, of the WEF and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, and they're the most unpopular people in the world, and their policies are unpopular. So I thank you all for standing for freedom. I salute Ice Cube and so many others that are going public. Humanity has awakened. The sleeping giant is awake and angry, and we're going to take our nation and our world back. So on this special July 4th, 2023, for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I want to thank you all for your past support and work, because without you, we wouldn't be here, and InfoWars is recognized as being the very historical tip of the spear that really helped trigger this great awakening. We're continuing on weekdays with my show and other great broadcasts at InfoWars.com/show to bring you the latest key developments in this fight. So again, on this July 4th, I thank you all, I salute you all, God bless, and good luck.
All right, and intrepid folks out there are going around the internet and digging through their archives and finding old clips of myself in the mid-1990s talking about the New World Order. Mike Hansen's doing a great job. He's got a Mike Hansen channel at man.video, but the people are going there and then taking it and really sharing it. Some of these videos are getting tens of millions of views. Here's a couple of them that just went up yesterday that people sent us. Alex Jones reads what Henry Kissinger wrote in 1992. I read this in 96, about stripping freedom from the American people. And then we'll play another clip of 96 as well, where I'm on somebody else's show, I forget who this person is, talking about how governments attempt to take control
when their control grid systems intentionally implode. Again, how do I know all this? Reading their own documents. Here are the clips, back to back.
We talked about quite a bit tonight. Let me read what Henry Kissinger said in 1992 before the UN Assembly. He said, "Today Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful."
Today Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond. Whether real or promulgated, it threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Henry Kissinger.
Oh, love, love, love. Let's go ahead and read what Thomas Jefferson said. If the American people ever allow private banks, i.e. the Federal Reserve, he didn't say that, I said that, the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of our currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
Let me say one thing real fast. Saying this Bill Clinton, and this Colin Powell is a Trojan horse, by the way, not because he's black, because he calls himself a Rockefeller Republican. Anybody that calls him that,
Bill Clinton
and George Bush roll together. And no, seriously, they go and they clean up a bunch of stuff, and now you're supposed to pay your taxes, you're supposed to do whatever, you're supposed to follow the regulations, and you're supposed to volunteer. Pretty soon they'll want us to be out there again, like the Russian peasants picking potatoes.
Right, right.
And you know, this all goes hand in hand with over half everything's government now. What's next? Government service. So as these people are supposedly going off welfare, which they're not. Clinton's got his AmeriCorps where they pay people to smoke dope and drink beer, literally. The new form of this stuff is where you get off welfare, now you just work for the government and get paid even more.
Right.
So literally we see the government saying, prepare to work for the government, prepare for national service.
Like some sort of warped FDR proposal?
It's worse than that. It's worse than the draft. You're going to work. It's not wartime. You're just going to work for the government a few, 10 hours a week or whatever.
Right.
They're trying to introduce us into our society, and everybody, I'm a volunteer, I'm going to fight for it. Watch out when they start talking like that. Sounds like Hitler saying, come out, you have to work on building the Autobahn. Build these roads.
Is that how that went?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's a classic textbook example of when government gets to a certain point, it starts falling apart because it doesn't create anything, and then they've got to go ahead and not just take part of what we create, but when it gets to a certain point, when there's not enough people working and actually creating it, they go, okay, well, now the people that aren't working, you come work for the government.
Right.
And start creating.
And begin creating jobs.
Yeah, because government makes nothing. It just creates laws and controls people. Well, they got to, suddenly they're so big now, they're going to have to start getting us to make us work for them.
It's insane.
I've got a question.
Sure. Quickly, Bob, quickly.
And this is about, the way they're changing the cigarette laws. Now, I am not a smoker, first of all.
Sure.
But the government says cigarette smoking is bad for you, which I think it is. Now, look who is, and you're not supposed to ID everybody, and you can get in trouble for selling it and all. Who is the one that's going to get in trouble for selling it? Some minimum wage, broke-ass high school clerk.
It's all about control. The government
is going to get nailed and pay the $500.
The government already controls. Great point. The government already controls the drug cartels. We all know this.
Industry.
They already control the heroin and the cocaine. This has just been proven. It's all come out. Even on Discovery Channel, they've talked about it. It's all coming out. The CIA totally controls most of your high-level drug running. And so what's next? Well, the big thing is tobacco.
Sure, nicotine.
And it's a great form of control. The government doesn't do anything for us, so now they're going to protect us from the tobacco. Everybody knows tobacco kills people, gives them lung cancer. It's a huge joke. The government is gobbling up everything as fast as it can. Carol Brenner from the EPA wants restrictions on driving nationwide.
So, wait, you know what the government's going to get out of
this? They're taking everything over.
Listen how southern my accent sounded back then. I didn't change how I talk intentionally. I just talked so much in the last 29 years that my voice changed. And my body changed, too. Hey, man, I've done a lot of work, folks. I've done a lot of crazy stuff. But if I lost 80 pounds, that's more what I would look like, unrecognizable. Man, that is just crazy to see those clips. Absolutely wild. But we're going to go to break. I said I'd hit this news, but, man, it's so horrible. It's so ridiculous, too, that it makes my head spin. And it's here's why I haven't covered this yet. It's kind of hard to get to do this justice here on a radio show. I need to do a whole voiceover report and have the graphics and like do a PowerPoint because this is just insane. These new UN reports say they're going to take everything you got. You're going to wear uniforms like 1984 within 7 years. You ask, how bad's the world got to get where they think you're going to accept this? Well, we're talking about cutting the power off for a long time and starving people to death. That's how bad.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stories we're covering. And then, again, I want to get into this. I've already gotten into some of it, but I'd have to not take calls to actually get into this. I just want you to go read it for yourself and just basically tell you what it says. And then I want to shoot some reports where I zoom in on each of the quotes because there's just too many of them. Every page is nightmare. It's like... Again, you wonder how I predicted the lockdowns and the mask and all of it. It was in a 30-something page report, Operation Lockstep in 2011, the Rockefeller Foundation. And they got adopted by the UN. And then I saw their pre-programming and knew they were going to do it. This is so horrible that I almost couldn't do the show when I was reading it last night. I was like, I need to take a few days off and just do a big report on this. Because, you know... Here's the thing. If I just come up here and cover all this, people go, okay, big deal. But if I build it up and do a big PowerPoint, then it gets 10 million views and everybody sees it and has a big effect. It's very frustrating. It's like the things I would think would be the biggest stories ever, no one touches. Like The Sound of Freedom is about to come out. I haven't seen it yet. I'm sure it's great and I'm supporting it. But... is it going to get into the admitted CIA, U.S. government, German government in major cities trafficking over 30,000 children on record and placing them with pedophiles to form a new family unit and a new system? That's confirmed, declassified, public, in New Yorker magazine, in the German news, but not a movie depicting it. I mean, that would be so insane and so unbelievable, but instead it's always, oh, we heard there's an island where they're raping kids, and we finally find out about that. And, you know, Bill Gates goes there 37 times. But I was watching trailers for The Sound of Freedom. It's like they're going up swamp rivers in the jungle to look for where the hidden kids are. And I'm like, go to the Texas border. They're just shipping them in mass right there and just handing them off to anybody and don't even do IDs or DNA tests so they can be smuggled. I mean, it's all right. It's like people never want what's right in front of them and confirmed. But if I said, oh, a secret government group gave me info and that I cryptically read some of the stuff out of this, it'd be all over the place, 20 million views. Is it real? We don't know. Oh my! Instead, I've got the UN and the WEF saying they're going to cut your food, your water, take everything, how they're going to, once they bankrupt you, put you in big dormitories, including taking your children away. I mean, it just makes you want to vomit. But no one cares and no one's going to read it. And so that's really where I'm at. I don't understand human nature because I'm all about documents and all about real stuff that can prove. And I mean, I could make a fictional movie about the stuff in these reports and it would be incredibly scary and huge and massive. And people would ask, is it real? Is it not? When it's all going on right in front of you. Joe Rogan talked about this a couple months ago. I saw the clip. He's like, yeah, Alex Jones told me first about the ESGs a couple years ago and said within a few years they'll be putting them in place, and I kind of couldn't believe it, but now it's all happened. Well, I was going off documents and sending him links to where it's being announced. And that's what this is. You know what? I will cover it. We're just not going to take calls. We're not going to take calls. I'll cover it. We're just not taking calls. Because I'll have Hoft on for 30 minutes. He's got a lot of breaking news. And then I'll continue. You know what? I'll do the last 30 on this. I just need to get a highlighter out and stuff because I sped read all this and I need to highlight it. But I can just flip through it and show you a bunch of it, give you a first look. And just, please, just go read it yourself. I've really put the weight of the world on my shoulders. And I tried to stop us getting to this point. But, folks, if they get the next leg of what they want to do, Ian, we're, a lot of us are dead. And what I'm trying to explain is this. We've been teed up. So everything so far was getting your golf bag and getting your golf balls and putting on your golf uniform and getting in the car and driving out to the golf course and meeting your buddies and getting some bottled water and going and paying your green fees and getting in the golf cart and driving out to the first tee on the first hole. And now they are up to the ball and they've already played through the first hole. The last 3 years is the first hole. And it's going to move very, very quickly out of this. So we're not in Kansas anymore, as I've said a lot. Okay? I mean, we are on the field now being attacked, and they're just getting started. And every attack is going to get exponentially larger. And you ask, why is that? Why not just hit us everything at once? Because then they can't control things and things might get out of hand. They want to be able to pull back if need be if they start losing. And right now, they're losing. They just launched their first phase and they're kind of, I read their white papers, I track them every day. It's what I do. And they're legitimately saying, hey, we need to back off. And a lot of their people are saying that, but the top folks are like, nope. Accelerate the attack. And they're like, so we're not going to slow down. We're going to go faster than the original plan. Yes. So they've damned the maneuvers. They're going straight at us. It's a famous saying. I forget who said it. It's been said different ways. I think it was a famous British battle. I forget exactly who. Look it up. Where does the term damn the maneuvers, go straight at them come from? Is that John Paul Jones? I know he said I've only begun to fight, but then it got played on by others, like World War II. A captain said, damn the maneuvers. And fire torpedoes or something. So that's what I'm trying to explain to everybody is none of what you see today is going to be here very soon. The globalists, their own words, are going to destroy it all. And us in the process. And so whether you like it or not, they're going to put you incrementally into crises and offer you solutions to get out of the crisis that don't get you out of the crisis, that get you deeper into bondage until you're totally chained down, and then they're going to have their way with us. And I mean that as a metaphor, but also quite literally. So if you think, well, the hell we've been through the last 3 years is anything, ladies and gentlemen, that is nothing compared to what we're going to go through now. So, you can sit there and play games with yourself all day and deny that, or you can decide to fight back. Or you can join the enemy. I know a lot of you decided to go ahead and join the enemy. You've now discovered it's real, and you decided to join the enemy. See how that works out for you. That is the second worst move. The worst move is living in denial. Because you were hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th Super Sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Rainforest Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cap, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's got to get that. That's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Superfilm Vitality, it's the same as the male Vitality, but the male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours of the energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, The Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Planet products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Really caught the world's attention is Bill Gates. In fact, cue up the video. I had it a few days ago, but we never played it. Of Bill Gates, more than a decade ago, at a TED Talk, releasing mosquitoes on people and saying, you know, why should the third world be the only group that gets malaria? You know, you should experience malaria too. So we don't have malaria here in the United States, never have, but now we do. And Bill Gates released in Texas and Florida, where malaria is now showing up, a supposed mosquito that's designed to eradicate other mosquitoes. Also in Brazil, he released a GMO mosquito that caused a mutation and a bunch of problems in the last 5 years as well. Well, he's the number one cause of polio worldwide, according to Reuters and AP. Just type in number one cause of polio worldwide is the vaccine. And when you read the article, it says funded by Bill Gates. So what's crazy, again, is how they hide it in plain view. But I do love the memes now. He really is the mosquito king. He's a parasite. He's a murderer. He's a eugenicist. And he wants to put things in your body without your authorization. So the mosquito is the perfect delivery system for biological or live vaccines. Not tomatoes, not bananas, not corn. And for decades, they've had pharmacological crops. In fact, a lot of the ways they make modern, quote, vaccines is they have crops that grow the virus live, and then you pick the crop, and then you can synthesize it and inject it. And Bill Gates was involved with others. It was the first time I was on Coast to Coast AM in like 2003 when George Norrie had taken over. I'll never forget, I was on the show and I was talking about Protegen, which was a biological company that Gates was funding. And in Texas, right by Bush's ranch in Crawford outside Waco, like right where Ted Nugent and Chamaine Nugent have their place, they had planted a bunch of corn that was growing live HIV. And it ended up hitting like Yahoo News and stuff. People saw like men in spacesuits out there with flamethrowers burning it. So the government made the decision then that this is so insane that you produce corn that grows HIV. They sent men in spacesuits, look it up, folks, with flamethrowers to burn it down. But crops are not the best way to deliver. You're like, wait a minute, a mosquito sucks blood. It didn't put things in you. No, that's not how it works. They have a thing called a proboscis, and it's a two-way straw. And they stick it in you, and they stick it into a capillary, and then the mosquito, you can see a mosquito when it lands, it gets it in, you see the mosquito suck first to get a little taste to make sure it's gotten blood. And sometimes you'll see a mosquito pull off and go back in until it gets a capillary, or a vein if it's lucky, or an artery. Okay, but most of those aren't near the surface. So that's why they like your shins and stuff. There's a lot of veins and things and arteries right there. And only female mosquitoes drink blood so they can get enough protein to then lay their eggs. And that's how the life cycle works, okay? So they land where you've got blood vessels near the surface. So they love to bite on the face and stuff in the neck as well. And then you'll see a mosquito land. He'll stick the proboscis in you, and then he pulls back. He uses his chitin shell. He flexes, or she flexes, and gets a drink. Make sure it's blood, and then goes, you see the mosquito go and press in and push and like shake with all its muscles, all its energy. It shoots, because it only feeds once in its life, a load of acid saliva into you. It's got a big bag on the inside, and it shoots, and that's what burns. You don't feel it when it first goes in, but then later, after it flies off, you're like, man, is that itch, because it's still dissolving you. It's an anticoagulant. So it injects the saliva into you and then liquefies the cells. And then that's why if you smash a mosquito when it's feeding, there's a big blood spot. That's your blood. It fills its abdomen with blood, flies off, produces the eggs, lays them in the water, and then lands over and dies. Now, in major studies that Bill Gates has deployed, look it up, studies using mosquitoes as vaccine delivery system. And lo and behold, there it is. Look up UN studies on vaccines to sterilize as well. And so it's the perfect delivery system because the mosquito leaves most of that anticoagulant in you with everything else that's in it. So it simply you have a genetically engineered spot. They have spiders too, a Freudian slip, mosquito that pumps you full of the live virus. It gets the blood, it flies off, and it continues to replicate so it can continue with new generations that genetically produce whatever the pathogen is they want. And remember what that company in Texas was doing? They were having corn that produced live HIV. Well, what are they putting you with the new COVID shot? The HIV spike protein that then replicates. So let's go to John Bowne's report on this. Project Malaria, courtesy of Bill Gates. Here it is.
According to the CDC, five new cases of malaria have popped up in Florida and Texas. A rash of cases of local malaria not seen in the U.S. since 2003.
Texas is reporting a case of locally transmitted malaria. It's rare and the first in our state since 1994. And there hasn't been a case of malaria caught locally in the U.S. since 2003. The CDC is reporting that these four people from Florida and then another person from Texas contracted this disease between late May and late June through what they're saying is local transmission. So I did ask Border Patrol if they were concerned that malaria and other diseases were in fact coming over the border with migrants seeking a better life.
When we're hearing that there's individuals coming into the United States from all over the world, a lot of them are not getting screened, they're not getting checked.
The U.S. sees on average 2,000 cases of imported malaria per year from travelers entering the United States.
Currently, there are 32 reported malaria cases in Ohio, but all of the patients were infected in other countries.
And yes, Bill Gates is playing God via the Gates Foundation subsidized company known as Oxitec with genetically engineered mosquitoes in the Florida Keys, California, and Southeast Texas.
I'm at the world's biggest mosquito factory for the World Mosquito Program. We're making in here 30 million mosquitoes a week.
There are some very important problems that don't get worked on now. That is, the market does not drive the scientists, the communicators, the thinkers, the governments to do the right things. And only by paying attention to these things and having brilliant people who care and draw other people in can we make as much progress as we need to.
And that's why Gavi was created. Gavi came up with the money and a plan to get vaccines out to all the kids of the world.
Lo and behold, the EPA did not require peer review or basic preliminary cage trials in Florida and Texas and excluded adequate public comment by not posting relevant documents when they approved the trial. According to J.D. Hansen, policy director for the International Center for Technology Assessment, while others felt the EPA didn't consider unintended consequences. According to a report in the Daily Mail, a panel of independent experts testified to the Florida Keys Mosquito Board that genetically engineered mosquitoes could also pose significant threats to sensitive ecosystems and human populations in the Florida Keys. And yes, in 2021, with the financial support of the Gates Foundation, GlaxoSmithKline developed a malaria vaccine, a clear case of problem reaction solution, where once again Bill Gates adds to his massive fortune through nefarious means. So yes, people are concerned. Bill Gates.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let these inbred scum like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Yuval Noah Harari do this to us, I guess we kind of deserve it. But you know what? I bet on you a long time ago, and I believe in you, and I believe you just got mesmerized by the TV and the culture, and that when you're really faced with destruction, you're going to rise to the occasion. And you know what? We're starting to see that, and they're really panicked right now. Oh, you thought we'd just roll over and die, or we could be bought off, or we could be intimidated or threatened into submission. I can't give up. And I don't know how to give up because I'm not evil. And if I don't give 100% against you, then I'm aiding and abetting the enemy. But I don't have a feeling of pride. I don't have a feeling of success or invigoration. I have a feeling of satisfaction in that God's real, and what the Holy Spirit told me to do has been fulfilled to a great extent, and that God is in control. As painful as this evil is, this is all part of a larger process of separating the wheat from the chaff, and that these Satanists will pay. So just be aware of that, ladies and gentlemen. But I can't lie to you, and I told you months ago that I felt like I should tell you the next chapter in my view of what's going to happen. And there's a bunch of different paths and scenarios, but they all go irrevocably the same direction. And I've not yet really told you what I think is going to happen because it's terrible. But at the same time, we have a chance to take the least destructive path if people really know what's happening. And thanks to the fact that we've been on the air a long time, people know that we're not playing games. We have a very high accuracy rate. So if people in the system, particularly in the managerial systems of government, corporations, realize how much danger they're in, we have a real chance of stopping this right now. Now, understand, they've already put into motion things that are going to be extremely destructive and dangerous. But believe me, that's a cakewalk compared to if they get what they want. I mean, it is fantastically bad. Because it's easy to destroy infrastructure and energy systems and make people so poor that these complex systems collapse. And then if they're in a management position, they can basically do anything. And that's what communists do, is they shut down the means of production to get full control. And the Russians starve 30 million, the Chinese kill 80 million. The globals are talking about billions, and they've already triggered it. It's already begun. And so I just hate to give you the bad news that what they've already done with fertilizer and infrastructure and energy is going to kill. If we're trying to reverse it now, 500 million in the next couple of years. And the upheaval of people starving to death is going to be so violent. And they talk about that in these UN and WEF reports as if they're not the ones doing it. That I mean, it's just terrible. You know, I've said it probably 100 times that when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And you can say, well, there's 2 million of them people, privately to yourself. But do you think they're going to just go quietly? Even if we try and have governments that were just going to, you know, get rid of the third world, they would still struggle and fight back and probably beat us. Even if you go from a globalist perspective, I'm just wargaming this. But the globalists instead are playing with fire. They're organizing the third world. They're starving to death as their weapon against us. I mean, the globalists are really got some big huevos and some chutzpah that is beyond chutzpah. It is delusions. Anybody can look at this and see it has death written all over it. But the German general staff, Hitler was already losing against the British. He was already losing in North Africa. And they came to him and they said, hey, the Allies are gearing up for full war. Let's have a peace deal. And he said, no, not only are we not going to have a peace deal, we're going to attack Russia in 6 months. Get ready. And the rest is history. So these guys get in power because they've got so much chutzpah. But then in the end, they always destroy themselves. The only question is, can we survive when they go through this megalomania thing they've got to do? And that's basically where we are. So the collapse has already been initiated. We're already 10% into the collapse. It's a good dead reckoning. If it stopped now, 500 million dead, third world implosion, major wars, really bad. If you tried to fix it, you probably would have major trouble doing it, but you might be able to mitigate. Every couple months goes by and the collapse accelerates. It's you're going to be living in Viggo Mortensen's The Road very quickly. Nuclear meltdowns, war, total collapse, you know, just drughead elitists running around snorting cocaine. I mean, look, just like when Rome was collapsing in 410 because they wouldn't send troops when the Visigoths were coming in. They were coming to him and saying, the Germans are coming, the Visigoths are coming. And they just said, I've got more hookers to have sex with. I don't care. And it's the same thing. They're just, you know, they're in their uniforms saluting in helicopters and strutting around and the ADL's running around all powerful and they're in control. It's all gone. It's all going down. It's all over. And they will be destroyed. Guaranteed. They're done. New World Order, I mean, are going to be the most hunted, hated people on earth. Any globalist. But how do we survive this? All right. I asked the crew to find this. They found it. Since I mentioned it, you know, there's that clip from, I think it's the second Matrix, where they're interrogating, or maybe it's the first, I don't remember, Morpheus. And Agent Smith saying, you people are a disease. And everything he's saying to Morpheus is what the globalists think of us. Here it is.
Hello. I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply, and multiply until every natural resource is consumed. And the only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague, and we are the cure. Can you hear me, Morpheus? I'm going to be honest with you. I hate this place, this zoo, this prison, this reality, whatever you want to call it. I can't stand it any longer. It's the smell. If there is such a thing, I feel saturated by it. I can taste your stink. And every time I do, I fear that I've somehow been infected by it. It's repulsive, isn't it? I must get out of here. I must get free. And in this mind is the key, my key. Once Zion is destroyed, there is no need for me to be here. Do you understand? I need the codes. I have to get inside Zion. And you have to tell me how. You're going to tell me, or I'm going to die.
The globalists want to play God. They feel imperfect, as they are. They're projecting their own hatred onto us. Those of us that love God and love justice are the stairway to heaven. Those that try to destroy humanity and enslave humanity are the enemy. They are the virus, not us. Bill Gates is the virus, not your three-year-old son or daughter. Klaus Schwab is the virus, not a pianist or a farmer or a police officer. These people don't produce. They play God because they are the virus. They live in giant, opulent homes with their own private jets and everything and have 5-6 kids and then tell us we can't have children. They're frauds. If we're such a disease, Bill Gates, slit your throat on national television. Blow your little stinking head off with a shotgun. I don't wish any harm upon you. I'm saying you do it. Show us what a big man you are. Pour gasoline all over yourself and light yourself on fire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.